Good morning and welcome to UK Business Morning. I'm Alice and with me is Lewis. We've got a fascinating story this morning about Sainsbury's achieving their highest market share in almost a decade. Lewis, what do you think is driving this?
Well, it seems like two factors are at play here. One is the warm weather, which always boosts food and drink sales. The other is the cyber attack on M&S, which forced them to suspend online orders. That must have pushed a lot of customers to Sainsbury's.
Right, so customers were looking for an alternative when M&S couldn't handle online orders. The article mentions that Sainsbury's customers go somewhere nearby for their food and drink. That must have included Sainsbury's.
Exactly. Simon Roberts, the CEO, said that if a store is low on stock, customers go somewhere nearby. So with M&S disrupted, Sainsbury's likely saw a surge in both online and in-store traffic. That must have helped their sales.
I see, and the impact wasn't just immediate, right? Sales over 16 weeks to June 21 increased by 4.9%. That's quite a boost for the second largest supermarket in the UK.
Definitely. Grocery sales rose by 5%, and their clothing and general merchandise sales went up by 4.2%. Even Argos saw a 4.4% increase. That's a pretty broad-based growth.
Wow, that is impressive, and it looks like the CEO is confident about their position. He mentioned the biggest Aldi price match commitment, covering around 800 everyday essentials. That must be a key part of their strategy.
That makes sense. Price competition is fierce in the supermarket industry. By matching Aldi's prices, Sainsbury's is making it easier for customers to trust their value proposition. It also helps with customer retention.
And it seems like M&S is back on their feet now. Their website is up again and stock values are restored. But do you think this incident will change how they approach cybersecurity moving forward?
That's a good question. Cybersecurity is always a concern, especially for large retailers. This incident might push them to invest more in their digital infrastructure to prevent similar disruptions in the future.
Right, and for Sainsbury's, this is a reminder of how interconnected the market is. A disruption at one major player can create opportunities for others.
Exactly. It shows that the market is dynamic and that competitors can benefit from each other's missteps. It's a tough but exciting landscape for supermarkets.
Well, that's all we have for now. Thanks for joining us on UK Business Morning. We'll be back tomorrow with more insights into the world of business.
Stay tuned and have a great day.